Well, there are a lot of things on the plate right now that hopefully will be addressed. No particular order. One of them is onboarding. That is to say, once you are, you become a senior executive, well, what next? What is the support system, if you will help you make the transition to becoming a successful, effective executive? Another development that we're watching right now is a number of agencies, departments, not the least of which is DOD and National Intelligence, are requiring that there be multi-agency experience or experience that indicates the ability to collaborate, cooperate across agency lines. That's interesting. That says something different about the preparation. But most importantly, what we are concerned about is whether, in fact, the next potential generation is going to be sufficiently motivated to want to move into the executive service.
That was one of the things that we had talked about before. Are you worried, you know, just from where you sit?
Very. We're going to be releasing a report in a couple of weeks of a survey we did last summer. Of 14s and 15s and asking them about the attractors and detractors for the senior executive service. And we know right now that there are plenty of detractors. I mean, if you look at an SES job and you say, gee, do I want to be available 24/7, have more responsibility, no locality pay, no annual cost of living adjustments, all my pay based on performance, is that appealing to me? And we know that there are issues that are much more important to the next generation around work-life balance.
Exactly. You had mentioned that before, work-life balance. And are you finding that that is really what is showing up the most, is the lack of it, or maybe the lack of balance per se?
Well, I think that the question is, we know that the work-life balance is not wonderful at that level. So what will make the difference to, because it's unlikely that's going to change. I mean, if we're realistic. So what will it take nonetheless to appeal, to the most qualified, talented people to overcome that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that survey. I know that you did the survey last year and you were looking to release it this month, I think.
Yes, we are finishing up our analyses because we said, well, let's look at the data this way and that way and another way and see, what does make the difference in terms of what might be affecting their responses. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, when you get to the end of a project like this, you look back and say, gosh darn it, there was another question if we had just asked that one.
What was the question?
Probably, given all of that, given your views about the SES, what would make the difference to overcome the detractors, you know, A, B, C, D?
Like if you are detracting, give us some advice. How would you change it?
Yeah. Now, we did. I will say this, and then we're going to leave that report for when we release it. But interestingly enough, we had about almost 4,000 comments, extensive comments. And that's what's taken us so long, because it really was invaluable to read through all that.
Were you surprised by that many comments?
Yes.
Were you encouraged? That should be encouraging.
Well, in a way it is, because people cared enough to really share their views.
And I think it's important, something that you just said that I don't want to let slip past the radar, is that the reason this is taking such a long time is you are going through all of those comments. Those comments matter.
They do. And we are trying to do a good job. I mean, obviously, this was a study. We're not going to pretend it was a random sample, because there is no mailing list, so to speak, of 14s and 15s. But I think anytime you get about 11 or 12,000 people responding, it's important to pay attention, and it gives us a starting point to have a more grounded discussion.
When do you anticipate it being released?
We are planning by the end of this month, probably the last week of the month. Well, I think what we are now looking forward to with the reorganization of OPM, is the new executive resources office. There's an awful lot that that office can address. So the real question is going to be the degree to which they have the resources to enable them to do that. I mean, they really do have a lot potentially on their plate.